Lights, camera action. Key a star now. I'm always on a page, it ain't hard for me to stand out. I'ma need a band if you wanna sit on this couch. Sit on this couch. Lights, camera action. Key a star now. I'm always on a page, it ain't hard for me to stand out. I'ma need a band if you wanna sit on this couch. Sit on this couch.
What's happening, y'all? It's the Star in Charge, Star Life VN. We back at it with another edition of Certified Star. We figure out what makes niggas stars for real. Make sure y'all like this video, y'all drop a comment down below, and y'all subscribe for more interviews. Now today, I got a very special guest with me, Shooter Gang VJ, man.
What's poppin'?
What's good with you, gang?
What's up with my boys?
About time you slithered on me, nigga. A year later, though?
I ain't cat no money.
A year later. Hey, bro, this nigga
I ain't gonna
wild.
Lie. Today, I was like, I can't do it. I gotta come pull up on him and show some love.
On mama, so. Shit, I met this nigga VJ damn near, I say like a month ago, 2 months ago or shit.
Yeah,
a couple months ago, I had shot a little video for me, feel me? It was cool, vibing out with the nigga. Y'all need to go check that video out. What was the video called?
Not Gangsta.
Not Gangsta, man. That was a slapper, man. So y'all need to go check that out. And I was like, nigga, how you gonna make me shoot a video for you, nigga? You ain't gonna pull up for the interview yet, though.
I was gonna pull up, too. I said, line it up, I'll be out there this weekend. I think I ended up leaving.
Mm-hmm. You did, but honestly, bro, as long as you make it here, nigga, that's all that matters, bro. So you feel me? Appreciate you, gang. So here at Certified Star, you feel me? What we do with our guests, we want you to take us back to the trap. Take us back to where you originally from.
It's all good. I'm from Old Port, California. You know, you done heard the stories and seen, you know, it's hella little rappers and shit, niggas coming from out of there, so you know how it goes.
Okay, Oak Park. We got real Oak Park in the building right now, so. Shit, take this to
I had to buy the P hat. I had to buy the P hat today. It's the Oak Park hat right
there. Oh, that's
there.
Oak. This nigga came to represent, huh?
Yeah, you feel me? Match. I'm like, I might as well.
Might as well just throw it on. We both got the red, too, man. We
whoop.
Cleaning this motherfucker. Yeah. But, so take us to your childhood. How was your childhood growing up in Oak Park and shit?
Shit, to me it'll seem regular, but to other people it probably won't be regular, but you know, little shit. I was a bad kid. I was one of them kids that, you know what I mean, get in trouble. Certain kids couldn't kick it with me and shit, so I was one of the bad ones, I ain't gonna lie. It was cool though. It was hella little shit going on, breaking into shit, getting into shit.
Yo, so you was a nigga troublemaker for real.
It's fucking up.
I feel it. You have any siblings or anything growing up?
Yeah, my mom got 9 kids.
9 kids, boy.
My dad got a couple. My mom got 9.
Where was you in the midst of the kids? You was like youngest.
7. I was like the youngest for 10 years. Oh, so man. It was like, you know, I used to really do that little shit. Really didn't get drunk.
I was gonna say, because if you like that nigga, you getting away with all that little shit, huh?
It was when I started going to juvenile hall, like 12, 13. That shit shut down. My mom wasn't having it no more.
Oh, she was over for that.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, what landed you up in juvenile hall, nigga?
Burglaries. My first like 12. I went to juvenile hall hella times. I ain't gonna lie.
Break it down. 15. Take us to the first. Take us to the first one, man.
My first one. I ain't gonna lie. I got out the same day. Burglary. They picked me up. It was my first charge. I went down with my bro. It wasn't his first charge though. So he got sent to the group home and shit. He was already in that process. Mm-hmm. It was my little first charge. So they just put me on ankle that same day. Sent me home. Mm-hmm. I had to do 30 days ankle. I completed that. Got off ankle. When I got off ankle, I was only off ankle for like a week. Mm-hmm. Went back for another burglary. And in the process of that, a nigga told on me. I got the nigga that my niggas that I went down with didn't tell on me, but a nigga had told about some other shit. I got ad book with 5 burglaries when I was in there for that one.
Damn.
Then I did a little time off. I did a cool little minute, like 6 to 8 months. But you know, juvenile hall, that shit long. You a kid. I'm only 13, 14.
Because you going that motherfucker.
You know, I'm growing up, though. I started at 12, 13. I'm growing up through this motherfucker now. So now I'm going through this shit now. It's like, damn, look, I keep doing this shit. I get out from that. My codees, they didn't get ad books. So they got 60 days with half, 30 days. I got like a year with half, and I have to do 75 days ankle or something. I get out from that. I got out from that. I did the ankle. I cut that shit off like a week or
you
two.
You cut your ankle off, nigga? Don't that like set a trigger or something?
It,
like?
Nah, like, see, the 30 days was cool. But when they told me 75, they knew I wasn't doing it. I said, I ain't doing no 75. I'm cool. So I got out. I tried it for like a week, 2 weeks. Niggas kept leaving. I couldn't leave. I'm cool. I try to leave one time, but I'm walking to go get my hair cut. I moved to the South because I got kicked out of all the schools, Oak Park and shit. So now I moved to the South. My big brother plays sports and shit. He in the NFL and shit.
Okay.
But I'm walking to go get my hair cut. My PO see me.
That nigga seen you going to get your hair cut?
He flipped one on me. Go to the house. You can go to jail right now. I'm like, bro, I can't go get cut right there.
Up the street?
Nah, because look, I got out the day before my birthday, so it's my birthday.
Nigga. Oh, I'm like, birthday cut, nigga. That's right necessary, quick. Nigga.
He like, nah, I got it on me, though. I'm like, hey, lucky he ain't asked to search. He just said, go home. But I went home. He pulled up on me later that day. Like, I could have took you to jail, bro. Don't play like that. I'm like, yeah, I don't like this nigga already.
Oh, mama's nigga. So he couldn't even get the birthday cut. So nigga was just bumming it on the birthday.
Okay.
Damn, how old was you? How old was this? How old was you?
Like 14 by this time. 14. Yep, I had just turned 14. I was lying about my age and everybody found out I was turning 14. Fucked up. And then what happened after that? I went down for cutting my ankle off, got out, put me on ankle again. I had to do the remainder of my time. Dirty P test, did like 10 days, got out. I was just doing hella little petty shit like that. Yeah. Then one time. So now, this the other time, I cut my ankle off again.
Two? Nigga said,
this fuck when the fair quiet. Was popping, niggas was fighting and shit. I'm going
you
to
had
the
to
fair.
Go there.
First
you had
day,
to
last
go.
Day. I got kicked out the first day. Was fighting the last day too. But I cut that motherfucker off. Now, as I cut it off this time, me and my Cody. Mind you, I had the same Cody like 10 times. Free my nigga K-Dot. He's still locked up right now. We hit another burglary.
Nigga,
it's the dead homie birthday. And we need some clothes and shit. We like, bro, we thugging. I'm on the run, so you know I'm thugging. I'm like, yeah, we need some clothes and shit. So we hit another lick.
Hit the wood,
bro. Yeah, you I seen your little post about niggas not passing.
And then you still ain't gon' pass it. Wow.
But nah, I roll up again. But nah, we got caught in the house.
Like red-handed.
We kicked the door in, front door. We in there.
They was in that motherfucker too?
Nobody was in there, but we looking through that motherfucker. All the windows had bars and there was no back door, like for some reason. So we in that motherfucker.
So it was one entrance, one exit type shit.
We kicked the front door in. We get in there. As we in there, we finna leave. It ain't shit in there. A couple laptops of weed, some jewelry and shit. They feel me? It wasn't really shit in there.
Right.
As we leave and somebody coming through the door, they like Sacramento Sheriff Department. Woo. No, they knock first. My dumb ass Cody like, who is it? I'm like, why would you say anything,
nigga?
He like, they like Sacramento Sheriff. As soon as they say that, we run to the back. It ain't nowhere to go. We can't hide or nothing. I'm like, bitch. I look at him. I said, bro, we going to jail. I just walk out. Because it's like, now y'all not finna put no dogs in here.
Right. Nigga, just take me, nigga. I don't need no extra
I walk out with my hands up. The nigga was ready to smoke me, though. The police, yeah, he was ready to get me. I dove on the ground. When I dive on the ground, my bro tried to just walk by hellish move. Like, he tried to just walk out.
Like, nigga, you ain't walking out smooth.
The police
boy.
Like,
they
hey.
Call y'all ass, boy.
The police like, hey. But as he go out, there's hella police outside.
How many officers you think was outside? How many cars and shit?
It was hella, like 10. You know how it be.
Yeah,
that'd
be
crime.
Nigga, you know how it be. Just when you get pulled over, they got,
be
like,
bringing
three
a white.
Cars.
They be bringing a white van out and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But after that one, they wasn't playing no more. They was like, they was trying to send me out of state to a group home. But I had ended up fighting it and stayed in state. You feel me? I ended up going to a group home in the East Set, right next to Juvenile Hall. I did hella long on that shit. I did like 24 months in there.
Damn.
I could have did shorter, but what it was is like, I was doing hella good and shit. Always been cool, like school.
Yeah.
I was always like a little class clown type of nigga, but I did my work though. Always got good grades.
You got
and
your shit done,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I graduated early, hella shit. But
nerd ass nigga.
That's cool. You gotta be smart. You gotta have all type of smarts. But so they like they sent me to the group home. I'm doing hella cool and shit. They like dirty P test. Every time, dirty pizza, I can't stop smoking. Every time I go home,
they
can't tell me shit. It was like, I had like 20, 30 dirty P tests in the span of 24 months and one clean one. Mm. So they was like, they kept me in there because my pee was dirty, but they was like, you doing good. And every other part, we can't just keep you in here. So what they did is like unsuccessfully discharged me. Like, so it was like, I was still under their supervision, but I'm home now. They just gonna send me home because they can't just keep me no more. By this time, I'm like 16 now.
Okay.
It's 2 years, 24 months. I was 14. Mm. Now I'm 16. So they send me home. I give them another dirty P test when I come home. I stopped going to school now. Because I never really went to school like that. I was damn near dropped out freshman year. I used to ditch school, go to the hood, hit lick. So I stopped going to school. Now I'm back on my regular bullshit. I'm in videos, all type of shit.
Mm-hmm. What schools and shit was you going to growing up when you was, you feel me?
See, from like kindergarten through like, I say, 6th, 7th grade, I was in Oak Park school. You know, I'm an Oak Park baby. I grew up in Oak Park, so yeah. I'm in Oak Park everywhere. Different schools. I done lived on every block in Oak Park. Like, I ain't gonna lie. My homies be telling me, like, bitch, you could really be from anywhere.
Type shit.
Yeah. But I'm from 33rd, though.
Okay.
But, I got kicked out of that school district. They wasn't fucking with me. No middle schools, nothing. I had to go to school in the South. I went to this school called Rudder. Suckers.
Oh, your suckers was at that
school? I got jumped. It was cool. See, I was really barely jumping off the porch, but this 7th grade, though, so you feel me? I was cool, like, at first I was cool, but then when tension started, you know, I started going to school. Homies start coming and shit. Niggas starting to see who I know, and they starting to be like, okay, this nigga really a fad nigga. Like, what? So it was like, alright, they jumped me one time. But I lived over there, though. I lived on that block, though. I used to go to parties and all type of shit. They jumped me. You know, I seen them. We jumped niggas, chased niggas back and forth. It was the same shit. I moved from right there to Meadowview. When I moved to Meadowview, I started going to Rosa Parks. And I was really going crazy at Rosa Parks. That's when I was getting suspended, fighting. All this shit, this 8th grade. I'm getting suspended, fight, throwing up gang side.
Yeah.
I brought a gun to school. I tried to set the school on fire. I was doing dumb ass shit.
Damn, boy, you was going hard in the paint, 8th grade. Niggas tried to, he said, I'm gonna burn this whole bitch down. Y'all keep fucking with me.
They caught me, but I tried to do it. The security walked
in.
You got caught
trying to set, so you would have did it if you didn't get caught.
I did it. Nigga, I lit hella paper towels and shit.
In the bathroom?
Hella shit, yes. Oh, I lit it in the trash, in the stall, anywhere with plastic and shit. I lit that shit, bam. When I lit it, I tried to walk out the bathroom. Security was coming, just doing a regular walkthrough. So I try to play it off. I'm like, I know you finna come in here. I'm like, hey, bro, come here. I was trying to put these fires out of here. So I help him put them out, though. It was so funny.
See, it'd be the niggas that start the shit and go help you put that shit.
He like, just go to the office so I can tell him you here. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to class.
Right.
He's like, nah, I go to the office, bud. So I go to the office. I'm sitting in there. They come in there like, so what happened? I'm like, I don't know, bud. I don't know. I walked up. I ain't seen nobody walking off or nothing. I walked up and it was, that shit was smoking. And then a nigga walked up with the whoop.
They wasn't buying it, huh?
Nah, they wasn't buying it. They showed me on camera, like, nobody came to the bathroom before you.
You're the only
person. They showed me. They sat me down with the police. They sat me down, like, look, you see the camera? You see nobody came in. Somebody came in. You see nobody come in for, like, 2 hours.
Right.
I come in. Then I'm walking out, and then the security walking in, and they walk me back in.
So what did you say, like, after you looking at the footage, like,
I'm like, bro, I ain't do it.
It wasn't me, nigga. That was my evil twin.
Y'all can say whatever y'all want, bro. I ain't do it, bro.
Oh, mama.
He like, they like, yeah, we just gonna suspend you. But they suspended me, came back. I think I got suspended again I fought some suckers before school one time. They got us all suspended, came back, got suspended for throwing that gang sign. They like, look, your grade's good and shit. We not gonna hold you back or nothing, but you can't walk the stage, bro. It's over for that.
So 8th grade, you didn't walk the stage?
Nope. But they promoted me, but I ain't walk the stage, though.
At least you got your shit done. But that's still like a...
It was like 2 weeks of school left. They kicked me out of school. They like, it's over for you. You can't do nothing. You can't come on this campus. You can't do nothing. I'm good.
Was you feeling some type of way at the time?
Nah, you know a nigga really don't like school. Mm-hmm. I was suspended, so it ain't like I wasn't on no independent study or nothing. You know, the last 2 weeks really fun.
Not shit,
you know,
yeah.
So it was just over. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I pull up after school, meet the homies, all this shit.
Yeah.
I had niggas ditching all type of shit. I wasn't really tripping, but... But then 9th grade, I went to school in the South too. Sucker school. Now it's about.
Oh, so they kicked you out of the whole Oak Park school district, so you had no other choice.
Nah, it's all one school district, Sacramento, but I couldn't go to schools in certain areas because I already done been to hella elementary schools, got in trouble, got kicked out, busted out.
Yeah.
The first middle school I went to got kicked out that motherfucker, so it was like, oh, you can't go to school in this area. Like, they had a meeting, like, these all your people, you got to go somewhere new.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So that's when they sent me over there, man.
Okay.
Now, my mom moved out there because now, my brother in high school, like I said, he went to the NFL. He already knew what he wanted to do. So now it's about his shit. She worried about him. She ain't tripping on me. She seen him fucking up and shit. So
right.
Now she worried about where he gonna go to school and get the best football program and shit. So he a grade higher than me, so mm-hmm. he went to Burbank freshman year. That's when I was in eighth grade when I told you that. So then I went to that same school the next year. You know, I'm living over there. I wasn't really tripping, so I'm already out here thugging, so I already know what it is. So it was like I went there. First couple days, I already was getting into it with niggas. It was one sucker. He died. He was the first like young nigga to die. He died at like 15. He got smoked. But I used to funk with the nigga. Mm-hmm. That was like my funk. Like I used to hate that nigga blood, but I used to always get into it with that nigga. One day they circled me. One day they didn't do nothing to me though. And then another day they jumped me. But you know I can't. Nigga can't really speak about shit like other shit. But it be shit. It was little shit happening back and forth. I had older homies pulling up, picking me up. Niggas was getting beat up at football games and shit. You know how high school is, blood. It was that type of shit going on, but yeah, I got kicked out of there within like the first 2 months. What it was like I already know what I'm doing. I'm hitting licks and shit, so I know what I want to do. So I'm hitting licks and I'm ditching school already though. It ain't got nothing to do with the suckers, but it's like every time I go, I'm getting. You know what I mean? I'm really the only. K Squeeze was going there with me, but it was K Squeeze was little, like you feel me. He was thugging and rocking, but bitch, you hella little.
So it was like, man, you really can't do too much, nigga. Yeah, shit go down for real. Like we was
now shit off campus, behind scenes and shit. You know he front line and shit, but it's like, bitch, when it come to me getting jumped and shit, I ain't finna keep just. You know what I mean?
He said, nigga, I ain't going out.
But it's like the light rail right across the street, and I'm catching the light rail to the hood every day anyway. So it's like, fuck school, I'm to the hood every day. Right. You feel me? So then that's when I start going to jail and shit. I went to school like for the first 4 months of school. They said I missed like, I only went to school like 6 days out of 4 months.
Damn, 6 days for 4 months, nigga?
They kicked me out. Then they got this continuation school in Oak Park called American Legion. They sent me there. That's like, fuck it, I'm in the hood already. I wasn't tripping. I started going to school more because hella homies went there. You know, everybody getting kicked
out. That nigga was trying to pop out and you trying to pop out.
I'm coming to school now. It's all the bad kids. These all the niggas I've been kicking it with since kids. Like, so I don't give a fuck. So now, after school, we just running around the hood, thugging and shit. But mind you, I still got to catch the light rail home to the sucker side every night and shit. So I was walking home on the sucker side every night. You know what I mean? But it was like, it always been like that. Like, I'm going to keep it 100. Not even to say it like that because it's my hood, but. Even if it wasn't my hood, no, people be scared of Oak Park. Probably now they trying to make it more like white and shit. But back then and shit, people used to really be scared to come.
I feel like Oak Park still got like that notorious name. Yeah, though, you know feel what me? Saying?
So it do, and it's gonna always have that name because how everybody made it. So it's like back then, nobody could come live in Oak Park if you wasn't from Oak Park. You feel me? Still now, okay, nobody just come live in Oak Park because Oak Park niggas be outside. So it's like we gonna know who over here, who around this motherfucker.
Right,
but. The other hoods and shit be so big, nigga can live in them motherfuckers, walk through them motherfuckers, you gonna bump into niggas. You might meet a nigga like hella niggas that I funk with them. Wasn't gangbanging when I was gangbanging. Mind you, I'm 7th, 8th grade getting fights and carrying guns. And my first gun was 7th grade, I had a Glock 22. I didn't have no two dudes fired, nothing. Glock 22, 7th grade, you feel me? So it was like, I was already... So it was like hella niggas didn't jump off the porch to hella later. So I'm already in you niggas' hood. I'm kicking it. I'm smoking with you niggas at the park and shit. In y'all shit though. But I'm from where I'm from. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it was like that for a minute. Then niggas got older. Niggas start really funking. Niggas, niggas that I start, you know, the niggas who really lived out there their whole life, who from out there, start banging that shit. Like now they banging it. But it'd be like niggas didn't just jump off the porch like that. Certain niggas like, thought they was finna get scholarships and didn't make it to college or thought certain shit was gonna happen and it didn't happen. So now niggas ain't got no choice but to gangbang. And that's why I be saying like now this generation fucked up because a nigga gangbang because he bored. I was gangbanging because that's what I wanted to do. I was looking up to the older niggas in the hood. I wasn't looking up to sports players and shit. I wasn't looking up to. I still to this day don't know how to play the game. Call of Duty, 2K, I don't play the game. I don't.
That nigga was outside back then.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, do you feel like since you was kind of on both sides, anyone, people try to like pin you in the middle or at all?
Reason why is because no matter where I lived, I was always from Oak Park. I started banging young, so I let it be known early that I'm from Oak Park.
Okay.
So even though I went to these schools and was out here, I was from Oak Park. The niggas who was from out there already, it was some young niggas banging around that time. I was funking with them niggas. But the niggas who wasn't banging yet, I wasn't funking with them niggas. You know what I mean? Like, I was out here, though. And then it'd be like, I used to always catch the light rail to the hood and shit, so I really wasn't just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But all they light rails, like, they got a Metaview light rail, Florin light rail. All that shit is in they shit. I used to catch them light rails to the hood.
Okay, okay. So, shit, let's kind of dive back into the music, man. So, what kind of got you into the music and shit?
Really, I got old at, like, I always, like I told you, I used to do juvenile hard time. You know, a nigga always gonna write for fun when he in jail. You
right, shit. What else you gonna do up in that
motherfucker? Yeah. So I was like 12 and shit, already writing little bootsy raps and shit that was weak and shit. I thought they slapped rapping them to niggas. So I got out, started trying to record them raps. I got one little weak ass song when I was hella young and shit. But after that, I didn't really care about rapping. It wasn't until I just seen it was young niggas like, it was young niggas really doing it. Like JoJo was the first. Like, it was young niggas in my hood doing it, getting that hood, city fame and shit.
Yeah.
But JoJo was the first nigga that really just popped off that shit. And that was my brother, you know what I mean? We was in the same circle before rap, like Shooter Gang, not a rap group, you feel me? So before rap, we was already in the same circle. So it was like, fuck it. I was gonna wait till he got on and just blew up off him. But he went to jail, so it was like, I gotta start. Yeah.
Right, shit. So, what was like one of your first songs that you dropped that you felt like kind of got some attention to your career and shit?
I don't know, cause see, it's like I probably say everybody, but it's like I used to drop little booty shit on my YouTube channel with me, Coney. He used to do little numbers for it to be on my own channel, but right, it was right, like right. I always had little hood. Like I told you, I lived over here, there, grew up in Oak Park, so it was like I always had little hood fame kind of right, like. Right, my name was always known as a kid, you know what I mean?
Okay,
so
yeah.
It was like people used to come tap in just to tap in. I used to do little Facebook freestyles and shit, but everybody was probably the first one though.
Okay. And then you said you grew up with Shooter Gang JoJo. How was it for you dealing with him, like, getting locked down and shit? As he's, like, you know, feel me, starting his rap
shit.
Yeah,
that shit was fucked. Because it was, like, he got locked up before, like, Fresh Out dropped, like, a day or two after he got locked up. So he ain't seen not one of them 10 million views.
Damn.
Yeah, that's fucked up. So it was, like, when he got locked up, a nigga... They telling him what he locked up for, you know, we all be down for shit and shit, but he can't get no bail because it's out of state and shit, so they not fucking with him. They got different laws and rules out there. So.
That shit crazy. And that nigga was really, yeah, that nigga was really going up out there too, bro.
But yeah, he, that shit hurt. That shit feel like you lose a homie. Like a nigga got killed or something. Like, damn. You know he gonna be back. We talking to him on the phone and shit, but my nigga ain't here physically. Like, that shit.
Come on, mama, free that nigga JoJo, man. Free Shooter Gang JoJo.
We jump shot, keep that gun cut. We got some shit though. My nigga still working from in there though.
That's dedication right there. Nigga working while he locked up, bruh.
Yeah, my nigga still working.
Nigga making it happen for real.
For sure, for sure.
So
we just did some new shit. You seen that Tesla posted?
Yeah, I did just see a little something, bruh. When y'all know when that nigga coming home?
Couple years. We trying to get him appealed. They law is different out there, so. But he'll be back soon, though. Ain't gonna be too long.
Okay, yeah,
he gonna be straight when he come home. Sure.
Facts. So, let's start to get into some of your songs that you had dropped. So, you dropped a song called Glock 30 with Spidey. So,
yeah, Glock 30 K. I'm gonna add the K at the
end. Oh, yeah? Can you kind of break down that song to us? You feel me? How that come about? How that feature come about in y'all relationship?
See, really, it was just like, you know, niggas be going up and shit, so it's like, it really didn't have nothing to do with no politics or nothing. It was just, I seen him going up, he seen me going up. I already fuck with niggas that he be with, and he already knew a couple niggas that be around me, you feel me? So right. Niggas already had a mutual relationship and shit, so niggas just finally locked it in. But that song, like, I got that same song with Blast and Sleaze on it, Cold Game. That was gonna be the original one.
Oh.
But Spidey sent his and he ripped it, and I couldn't get theirs on there. I couldn't do it because it was different. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just do this one with Burr, shoot the video, because he went crazy on it. They tripped on it too, he went crazy.
Man, did they feel some type of way when they seen that shit was on
it? Because it was
just...
like, we can still shoot a video. That's gonna be the remix. That's going on my tape. That's coming out. You feel me? We gonna still knock that out and get that done. That's the remix right there. That's how we gonna do that. But it was like, yeah, that's just what it was. It was like some mutual shit.
Okay, I feel that.
That's my nigga, though.
Let's talk Not A Diss, man. That song, you know I reviewed that song, man, and
the reaction, I
you
said still on
was
my
real disrespectful in that motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie. So, I don't know how much we wanna break this one down, but shit, bruh.
Nah, I just be like, really, would it be? It don't be like I was just disrespectful, like trying to A nigga been disrespectful since a kid. I got songs when I was 14, 15, talking about fuck this dead nigga, fuck that dead nigga.
Yeah.
Just niggas didn't know. It wasn't popping. Mm-hmm. Our politics wasn't on the main screen, so nobody mm-hmm. would know, you feel me? So it ain't like, and then it ain't like any nigga I ever said something about or anything, like, a nigga been out here. The fans don't know what be going on in the streets, and I ain't finna explain it, because that's not what I'm finna do. So it just be like, y'all just gonna have to think what y'all think.
Right, listen to the music.
But yeah, that motherfucker was disrespectful, though.
Yeah.
So let's break down Not a Rapper, man.
What, the whole tape?
Yeah. No, the song. Break down the song, Not a Rapper.
Not a Rapper? Mm-hmm. Oh, the...
The one that you dropped the visual for.
Yeah, the intro.
Yeah, the intro.
That motherfucker slapped. That was a... I really freestyle. I've been freestyling, punching in lately. I'm a writer type nigga, because that's what I do.
Oh, so you be writing your shit?
Yeah, I be writing. I'm a writer, that's what I, but lately I've been freestyling for the past 3-4 months. I've just been going in there, probably write a little 8 for the hook and just go in there and say what I said on the verse and shit. Mm-hmm. So that was one of them ones I was punching in, just feeling myself on that motherfucker, and it came out like that. That motherfucker went crazy, though. Mm-hmm. That one really got my page jumping before Not a Diss. That one really put the momentum behind my page.
Mm-hmm. And then Not a Diss just kind of like kept the momentum going.
Glock 30 really. Glock 30 was the first 100K I got on my page. That motherfucker did 100K in like 3 weeks.
How does it feel to touch them type of numbers on your own page? Because you know a lot of artists need like specific platforms to do numbers, and you do
it feel good.
Page.
It just feel better that like, see, with Thizzler, I fuck with Thizzler. I ain't got nothing bad to say about them. They helped me. They promoted my shit. You feel me? They got me to a certain point. But that's what it did for me. Got me to a certain point. It was like after that. It really wasn't doing too much for me now. I'm getting the same views I was getting 4 months ago. It's numbers though, 30K in 2 weeks and 40K. Some shit doing 100K in 3 weeks, you know what I'm getting?
Yeah.
But it's like I'm not getting as far, you know what I mean? So it's like I might as well work on my own channel and start trying to get these same numbers on my own channel if that's the case, because my shit ain't really going too far, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Was you like nervous at first? Like did you ever feel like, damn, if I start on my own channel,
hell
if I don't drop
I'm
on
pretty
Facebook.
Sure everybody go through that. That's why I used to do, I didn't think about it like everybody be thinking that, but if you think about it, it's rappers doing 100K in 2 days on Thizzle.
Right.
If you got a song that slapped and you got that many fans, it's gonna do that much on your own page.
Right.
But a nigga don't wanna take that step or risk getting that 30K in a day because he's so used to getting that 60K in a day or something, you feel me? But it just be like, hell yeah, nigga, be nervous.
So how was it for you dealing with, like, you feel me, you drop a song, it perform well, and then the next song you drop or the next video you drop don't perform like how you feel like it should have performed, you know what I'm saying?
You just gotta keep going. You be like, that ain't the one. You gotta understand what it, see, I'm different because I mix it up. The shit I like, I'ma shoot a video to it and drop it.
Okay.
But I know what type of shit the fans like too, you feel me? So it's like, the shit I like, I already be saying like, this probably ain't gonna go up like that, but this motherfucker slapped though. Like I was really
so
talking
I'ma
shit.
I'ma shoot it cause I wanna shoot
cause
it.
Cause the fans really like catchy shit and little controversial shit, but I was really talking shit on this one, so I'ma do what I wanna do with this one, you feel me? So that's how it be. That one might do 10K in a week when the other one did 30K in a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool cause it's all on your own channel though.
Right, so it's like,
you can't get discredited for nothing.
Facts.
Even if a nigga be like, oh, I did this much on Not a Diss and only did this much on this one. I don't give a fuck if Not a Diss did 100K in a month and I did 15K in a month on another one. That's my own channel. If I go drop on Thizzler, I'ma for sure get more than that because it's Thizzler. You feel me? That's my own channel. Then my own fans. Then my 15,000 fans that came and watched it that many times in 1 month. You feel me? So it's like, you can't really, if you don't compare yourself to nobody or listen to what nobody say, you ain't gonna really give a fuck. You ain't gonna feel like you behind or you losing because you're doing you. You feel me? You can't worry about nobody else. Everybody gonna get their turn.
I feel that. What's your opinion on like when diss tracks come out and like your name is mentioned or you feel like a nigga is sneak dissing you? How you deal with shit like that?
First, I think about their street credit. I'd be like, cause you know, it'd be like a nigga, everybody grow up in their hood and got their own story, so you don't know what a nigga did for real or how a nigga, but it'd be like, bub, I know a certain niggas ain't just did certain shit or certain shit didn't add up when certain shit happened, like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Certain niggas died that certain niggas rap about and nobody, nothing happened after that and shit, you feel me?
Like, okay.
For instance, if I had a homie and he died, and nobody died after he died. No gang war happened. Nobody died. It was no retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start rapping, fuck suckers. I start rapping like him, take his whole shit, fuck suckers, whoopty whoop, we on you niggas doing all that. It's gonna be like, it's cool for the rap, you going up, I see you. But in the streets, we know what's really going on. Okay. Aside from these fans and these followers you got, we know what's really going on in the streets, and you can't hide from that. So it'd be like, it's gonna come out eventually, but.
So you feel like a lot of niggas is perpetrating?
Yeah, nigga ain't even did enough to bring my name up. I don't give a fuck if a nigga 40, 27, 14, like I said, everybody got their own story. Nigga don't know my story. Nigga ain't did enough to bring my name up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I feel that. So let's get back into the music, man. So what's like your relationship with Coney? Because you have mentioned Coney a few times.
That's my brother. Coney, my brother, like my mom, son.
Oh, did y'all like grow up together?
Nah, but it's like, I grew up with D-Ray, JoJo, Fleecy, and that, and he grew up with them. You know what I mean? Everybody was around each other, so it was like, you know, growing up when you kids, and you, I probably seen him once or twice at D-Ray house.
Yeah,
and
you know what I mean?
So
yeah.
We grew up and locked it in, you feel me? But when we locked it in, you real recognized real, so it's like, I don't count a day one as how long I knew a nigga. It's niggas I knew for hella long that ain't never threw nothing on my book.
Right.
Compared to Coney. He do something every time a nigga go down, you feel me? Every time, he always the first nigga, you feel me?
That's what's up. So, how you feel like the music scene hits out in Northern California, like Sac, Stockton, the Bay Area, all this
For
shit?
Like Cali, we going up, we tight, like, you feel me? But I feel like on a bigger scale, it slept on out here for sure. It be like a nigga go up, a nigga get hella views, but it don't go past L.A., the Bay, probably KC, OKC, you feel me? It don't go past certain shit. It stay right there, and that's going to be your fan base. Like an L.A. rapper could go up and get a million fans off of just being an L.A. rapper. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
A Sac rapper, I could get 100K followers or 100K fans off just being a Sac Bay Area rapper. You feel me? So it's like, we go for the Bay and for the Northern Cal and for Sac and shit, like everybody out here as a whole, niggas going crazy. I ain't no hater, blood. There's some suckers that slap. There's some niggas that's weak, though. But there's niggas going crazy out here for sure. But on the bigger scale, niggas slept on, you know.
You feel like the support is out here?
Like, in what way?
Like, you feel like the artists support other artists, you feel me?
It can't be like that. Even if niggas wanted to, it'd never be like that. It's politics. Right?
Politics.
Niggas like the. This what it is. Nigga go up, and a nigga see another nigga go up, and nigga do something together. That's cool and shit. We gonna keep it at rap. But a nigga jump in the nigga politics, start claiming a nigga gang, throwing up. So you know what I mean? And it always fuck it up like that. Niggas always. Like, nigga don't know how to just leave it on no rap shit, or nigga don't. Niggas be jumping in niggas' politics and shit, when niggas fuck up, clicking up and niggas.
So you feel like the politics and the music is like within each other?
Yeah, it's bootsy to say it, but yeah, even like the internet, like, you know what I mean? Like, me growing up, I grew up in like different eras, like. I was the nigga, when I was fresh 18, I didn't know about Instagram. I didn't, JoJo was going up. JoJo already had 15,000 followers, 10,000. I only had like 1,000, 2,000.
Damn.
I didn't know about nothing. Okay, I was posting bootsy pictures. I didn't, you know what I mean, Dusty. I didn't know nothing about nothing. So it was like, I wasn't one of them niggas who just, not even saying the niggas who was going up was, but JoJo was just going up because he was JoJo.
Right.
But niggas didn't know nothing about, like, it was
new back then.
It was like, niggas going up in 2014 on Instagram and
for
shit.
Surely, for
I surely. Didn't know, I was still posting on Facebook. Like, I didn't know nothing about that type of shit. So it was like, for a nigga to have to grow up and grow into, like, getting used to internet shit, because, like, now that's the new thing. Like, it's cool. Niggas gonna, you know, off camera, off the internet, it is what it is in the streets. But it's like, what a nigga put on the internet is what it is for him. A nigga could post on there, like, oh, I got a body, I ain't gonna tell nobody. Bet you ain't kill nobody. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You gonna say that, though, to make it look good and sound good for everybody to see it. I could be a nobody and nobody know me. As soon as I put VJ, Shooter Gang VJ in my name, or VJ Stars Down or something, you know what I mean? Everybody gonna go see who I am. Now I got niggas who don't like me, and I got niggas who think they know me based off my Instagram name.
Right.
You feel me? That shit get crazy now. And then with the music, it's like, hold on. With the music too, it's like, I grew up hearing disrespectful shit in music, like older niggas, Snubs, Rick, older than some people passed. Some niggas been told just hella older niggas they used to rap. Some niggas, you know, nigga, you know what I mean? Just niggas, I grew up hearing hella disrespectful shit in music. Like, that was regular to me. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sack always, we was that, we wasn't no dancing. We wasn't known for dancing. Mm-hmm. We was known for gangster shit and known for gang banging and shit. You know what I mean? So I always grew up looking up to that type of shit and hearing that. So now when I do it in my music, it's like, I realize I can't do it as much because I got more people watching, but it's like, this is what I've been doing. I'm not doing it because it's a trend and everybody dissing. I'm doing it because I've been doing this. I've been hearing this shit in the music. I'm just implicating it in my music now.
Damn, that's the truth. I feel that. So you got any singles or any projects that we should be on the lookout for?
Yep, I got Still Not a Rapper coming out sometime next month. I told the fans it was sometime next month. They should be expecting it. I got some shit. I got some shit with Coney I'm finna drop, finna go up for sure. Got some other shit. I got a couple features and some shit.
Who else you got up on that motherfucker? Give us some exclusive features.
Got Blast on there.
Okay.
Cold Gang. You know, it just be the regular niggas I be rapping with. Fleece, Coney. Probably get the boy Slimmy on that motherfucker.
Right.
Couple other people on that motherfucker that I fuck with. Couple homies. That's what I be doing more. I've been on more too, like letting my niggas who just in the hood get on shit, rap, try something new. You might go up. You feel me? I ain't one of them niggas that only want to go up and don't want to see nobody. I done already seen a million niggas go up. It's just my turn. Now I'ma let other niggas get.
You finna
turn.
Bring up your niggas with you?
Young niggas, all that. Like, I like seeing young niggas go up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Be like, homie, older niggas and shit. I've been putting niggas on songs, giving niggas chances. There's gonna be a couple niggas on my album like that.
Okay,
so
that's what's up, man. Giving your niggas chances, man. So you got any last thoughts you wanna leave off with your fans that's watching you right now?
Yeah. Go subscribe to my channel. Follow me on Instagram, Shooter Gang VJ. Shooters. Free jump shot.
That part. All right, y'all, so we're wrapping up another interview, and this is Certified Star.
What you working with? Hey, show me what you working with. Shake some, you can twerk that shit. Hey, shake some, you can twerk that shit. Show me what you working with. Hey, show me what you working with. Shake some, you can twerk that shit. Hey, shake some, you can twerk that shit. Show me.